I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
MHM.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, sometimes it takes a hero to know a hero. And you guys can go to the movies. You can watch Top Gun Maverick, or you can listen to the real Top Gun, the real hotshot jet pilot right here on the National Defense. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Hampton flew 151 combat missions during his 20 years in the Air Force and his forest service in the Iraq War, Kosovo conflict, and the first Gulf War. Dan received 4 Distinguished Flying Crosses with Valor, a Purple Heart, 8 Air Medals with Valor. The list just goes on. And now he's the author of a great new book called Valor that he knows all about. Dan, how are you?
Randy, good morning. You're making me blush.
Listen, you should blush. You should. I mean, first of all, what a military service record that is. And I mean, just the number of combat missions alone. Have you seen Top Gun, the movie?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them both.
Yeah. And what do you think?
I've been through Miramar, the exchange program anyway, and the Air Force Fighter Weapons School. So I know the environment quite well. You know, it's entertaining. In Hollywood's defense, if they tried to film it the way it really was, nobody'd see anything. So I think it's worth seeing. You know, it gets people thinking about things and maybe interested in the military, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, that happened a lot after the first Top Gun came out. A lot of people did join the military, and especially wanted to be pilots. So, you know, it takes those kind of incidents sometimes to spur the imagination of people. So that's great. Let's talk about this book. I mean, you know, there are so many. We get bombarded, honestly, with the number of books and even World War II books that are out there. But this book is, it reads like a thriller. And this guy that you're talking about, Lieutenant William Frederick Bill Harris, 25 years old when he was captured by Japanese forces and the son of a decorated Marine general, he escaped from hell on earth by swimming 8 hours through a shark-infested bay. But the ordeal really had just begun right there, right?
Yeah, that's what the book is chronicles, is his next 3.5 years, really, of escaping, evading. He tries to go to China. That doesn't work. He tries to go to Australia. He ends up fighting with the Filipino guerrillas, you know, while he's in the Philippines. And then, you know, the literal hell of being put back into a Japanese prison camp in Japan. It's an amazing story. I was proud to write it. I think we need to focus on guys like that and remind ourselves of what made this country into what it is today.
How did you find out about this story, Dan?
I was researching Vengeance. I was writing Vengeance, the book before this one, about the Yamamoto, you know, mission to kill Admiral Yamamoto. and I came across Bill's father, who you mentioned, and fathers and sons who fight in the same war, kind of interesting. So I made a note of it, and then when I was searching around for a book to write, I dug up some information about Bill, got a hold of his family, and got some papers and some letters and a 1,500-page unpublished manuscript.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, it was astonishing. It's a writer's dream. I'm like, really? This is going to be fun. And it was, you know, every day when I would, you know, write, I felt like I was back there with him because the words and sights and sounds were all out of his mouth. Really, really a fabulous story. And I think it's probably the best one that I've written.
Yeah, and when you're writing something like this, and especially with your military background, I bet you do kind of go through the same kind of emotions and feelings and kind of takes you back to where he was, right?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I had to stop a few times, you know, and take a break, and I try not to. I try to write during the day when it's nice and bright outside, because some of that stuff was a little bit hard to read, and a lot of it I didn't put into the book because it was probably too much for most audiences. The things that I did put in, I think, very aptly illustrate Bill's character, his strength, and his defiance, and that's what I wanted people to get out of this.
Yeah, we're talking to Dan Hampton here in the National Defense. The new book, Valor, The Astonishing World War II Saga of One Man's Defiance, Indomitable Spirit. And I want to focus on that part for just a second, Dan, that spirit, because this prison camp, talk about that a little bit, because hell on earth doesn't quite aptly describe it. I mean, it's something that you can't even imagine.
Right, and fortunately I was never a POW, and I'm very, very glad of it. The guys that were, you know, deserve our accolades and support for surviving it. The Japanese didn't surrender themselves, very rarely, and so they didn't really understand people that did or were forced to. And Japan had never ratified the Geneva Convention. So they regarded POWs as not quite human. Hmm. They've lost their honor. They don't need to be treated like human beings, and they didn't. They treated them very, very badly. And so for Bill to spend, you know, upwards of a year and a half in a mainland Japan prison camp and come out alive was just astonishing, and it's a big part of the end of the book.
Yeah, I mean, just torture and just horrible conditions. You know, this kind of thing, people, and I like your point, too, that you started with, Dan, about how people need to be reminded what heroes are like and what Americans have gone through and still go through in the military. But that's the other point, I think, of this book, is just to remind people of that kind of heroism, right?
Yeah, and that I firmly believe that many Americans still have that spirit and defiance. You know, if you listen to the news and you watch the talking heads and, you know, everybody's talking bad and you get the feeling that the country's sliding downhill, I don't see that. I've seen too many examples to the contrary, and I think this book reminds people that spirit that Bill and others had, that defiance and that willingness, you know, to never give up, it's still in most of us, and it's still there. So I'm hoping people read this book and are inspired by it.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, we're talking to Dan Hampton here in the National Defense, the new book, Valor. And, you know, some of these, I guess that, you know, the term greatest generation, you know, I believe Tom Brokaw coined that originally about World War II. And I keep being reminded that is absolutely true. I mean, you know, nothing against everybody in the military today, but man, you just read story after story of this kind of heroic behavior.
Yeah, the Germans and the Japanese and the Italians definitely picked the wrong group of people to fight with. I mean, you know, these kids largely came of age during the Great Depression. And, you know, they didn't all live in the Dust Bowl, and they didn't all have to sell apples on street corners, but it was still a very tough time. And a lot of these guys were very, very tough before they ever went into the military. And then when you add to it the big attraction to World War II, then and now, is that it was pretty much a black and white conflict. I mean, good was
right,
good, bad
right.
was bad. You know, there was no ambiguity, and these guys were not only tough, but they were also motivated because they knew they were fighting for a just cause, and literally they were fighting for the you know, for civilization as we know it.
Yeah, yeah. Not like today when you don't really know who the enemy is. You don't know if there is a war on. I mean, back World War II, everybody was behind the troops. Everybody was behind the troops. And you knew exactly your neighbor served, your buddy served, and you just knew everything about what was going on. And that's just not the case now. But, hey, Dan, congratulations. Great new book, Valor. Best of luck, and thank you for your service.
My pleasure. Anytime, I'll be happy to come back. I love your show.
If you want to save money and support veterans, you've come to the right place. National Defense Network app. Yep. It's the app that saves you money, and it also gives money to veteran charities. Craig Roll is here with me from Fund Me Smart, and these guys have had, I mean, they have produced an unbelievable app that anybody can download. If you go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, Craig, I mean, you guys have done a spectacular job with this, and it's all over the country. Talk about what this thing does.
I appreciate you having me today to be able to talk about this. I'm just so excited about it. As you know, I was 9 years in the Army, so I'm a vet myself. So I have a soft spot in my heart for veterans already. But what this allows you to do is to go out and save money on all the things that you're going to do anyway on a regular basis, whether it's you want to get a pizza, certainly you can get a pizza. You want to get your oil change, you get your oil change. You want to go to Orlando, you want to get tickets to a hotel, you know, whatever, or tickets to an airline, whatever it is that you're wanting to do, you're going to save money doing it. And when you do, you're able to be able to use the money that you're saving from that. You can donate some of that back to the veterans organization. So if you're saving $20, why not kick back another $5?
Right.
You know, and it's a fantastic opportunity. You know, every single download is a vote of support for those who served our country.
Ooh, I like that. Every single download. And it's also a vote for yourself because you're going to be saving money. And you know, let's say your favorite veteran charity is the Gary Sinise Foundation. I mean, we've had him on the show so many times and it's one of my favorites. You download the app. Money immediately goes to the Gary Sinise Foundation. And then you get $1,600 worth of discounts that you can use. I mean, it's just a really, and it's so easy to use too.
That's the thing about it. On top of that, and you just touched on that with the $1,600, and a normal average regular user of this app saves about $1,600 a year. In doing things that they normally would do automatically, and it's a fantastic opportunity. You know, this Give and Save app that turns a cup of coffee or a dinner out into real world support for veterans and first responders.
Yeah, it's incredible. If you go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, you can check it all out. You're going to be amazed at the amount of savings you can have at all different places. And at the same time, you feel good about it because you're supporting a veteran. And I mean, we're talking about these groups that need support all the time. And that's why we have them on to talk about their mission. Every mission for a veterans organization is different, but it always involves health care. It involves mental wellness. It involves food insecurity. Every single situation and issue that a veteran faces, these groups support. And so that's why if you support them, it's a win-win.
And the more people that use the app, the more veterans we can support. It's really that simple.
Yeah, I love it. It's so fantastic. NationalDefenseNetwork.org is where to go. Check it out. Download it. Be a hero. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you'll find storage solutions made to fit your needs. Grab an HDX Tough Tilt to protect your tools. Or keep your sports equipment contained with reinforced SnapFit lids. Or stack up and make better use of your space with bins and totes built to last. Whatever your story, we've got the gear to keep it organized and protected at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we love to talk about, ever since we went to the AUSA conference last year, it has just been fascinating to see all the companies, all the makers of technology that support the military. And we just got another great story for you about that. Eric Brock is with us, chairman and CEO of Ondas Holdings, and they are doing some great things for our military. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thanks for having me on your program.
Yeah, listen, so we got the press release about what you guys are doing in the drone space, and talk about that a little bit, this new strategic partnership, if you will.
Yeah, sure. So Ondas is in the drone space, as you said. We provide what I would describe as best-in-class aerial security, intelligence, and counter-drone tools. And we provide these are really dual-use technologies. They're relevant for the DoD, Homeland Security, but also for commercial markets and public safety. So drone is first responder programs for emergency response, situational awareness, and even the protection and inspection of critical infrastructure. So, you know, these are, you know, really valuable tools, and they're deployed by federal and governments and other governmental agencies. And, you know, as we're building the business and bringing these technologies, you know, to the market for all this value they can create, we have to put together a supply chain, right? We have to, you know, we have to deliver these technologies. We have to do it at scale with a very high quality. So what we announced a couple weeks ago was a partnership with a company called Detroit Manufacturing Systems, based in Detroit, and they are a really capable manufacturer of these platform technologies I just described, and we'll probably talk a bit about. And you know, at the end of the day, what we're really participating in is the reindustrialization of our country, and of course, that's critical.
Yeah, and no more so than right now, right? Because I think everybody has kind of awakened to the idea of drones and what they can do, how beneficial they are, and how incredibly built they can be, right? And I mentioned the AUSA conference. I'm sure you guys have been there. Right.
For sure. Of course. Very important.
Yeah. And that was my first one last year. And when I walked in, for the first time and saw all these incredible things, all these, innovative, technology, you know, I'm looking around going, should we be showing these? Should we? I mean, because, you know, everybody there from all over the world, and I know you guys are certainly all over the world. You mentioned several locations that Ondas is in, right?
Sure. Yeah, so I guess the response I have is, it's essential to show these capabilities because we really have to nurture and build the ecosystem around that, and that requires a lot of folks to kind of engage in parallel, right? When I talk about the ecosystem, it's not just developing these technologies themselves, which are incredibly complex. We're talking about deep technology. It's hardware, software integration. It's AI enabled, and I'm sure we'll unpack that a little bit here. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you have to put that supply chain together, right? Really critical part of the equation. And to be candid, it's a place where we've underinvested for a long, long time for reasons you and your audience know. And again, we can unpack that as well. But then you also have to put the investment and financial models behind this. So, you know, what you're seeing with a lot of these capabilities, and they're both, you know, both offensive tools you can use that are autonomous, they're drones, you know, other related systems, but they're also, defensive tools. And that's where we tend to be, but not exclusively, if we talk about our systems. But they're mature, right? They're ready. We're not talking about skunk works. We're talking about systems that are incredibly valuable. And at the same time, Randy, we've seen in the last 2 years or maybe three that the battlefield's changed, right? I mean, it's transformed, and it's transforming in real time, you know, every day, really. So it's an imperative for us to introduce these technologies, to enhance them, put the capabilities around them, and then be able to deliver them because, you know, the national security is relying on this.
Yeah, it's incredible how quickly things are changing on the battlefield and how our military learns to kind of adapt.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
An unexpected gun rights opportunity, courtesy of Trump's big, beautiful bill, and we're asking the most important question of all. What is truth? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Redding. Say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We're talking to Eric Brock, the chairman and CEO of Honest Holdings here on the National Defense. And especially with, you talked about AI, those kind of capabilities, you know, it's so incredible to think about maybe not so distant future where we're fighting wars from, without being on a battlefield. And that's kind of where things are going, right?
It surely is, and that's actually where things are today.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't think there's a realization of this, and we're only accelerating this process. And you look at some of the national priorities we see out of the Department of Defense and the Trump administration. It really is about accelerating these technologies, maturing them, and making sure they're available to us in the field, because of course our adversaries are doing this as well. And you know, as you said, we're taking the soldiers out of the front lines, and I think that's happening all day long. The technologies and the platforms we're deploying, these are drones as infrastructure, so the drones are deployed or installed in the field at critical locations, and they're able to autonomously do their missions. Might be perimeter security, might be emergency response. We have a counter drone system we call Iron Drone that is designed to protect critical locations from the threat of hostile or intruder drones. And it's there when it's needed. It's deployed autonomously and go out and neutralize that threat. And all this technology will be increasingly controlled and commanded from a remote operating center, right, where you have people on screens deploying these technologies, and they're doing it safely, securely, reliably. And these are incredible tools.
Yeah, and I think it's also exciting to think about, Eric, that, you know, the rate of joining the military now, especially the Army, has exceeded expectations. And just a few years ago, that was not the case. And I tend to think that it's some of these technologies that you're talking about that are exciting for people to want to join the military, and all these different skill sets, right?
Yeah, Randy, that is a great point. It's a really important point. I think it's very exciting to see, interest from younger people right. to protect and serve the country. And there's without a doubt the new technologies that are emerging are, great interest. And of course, they're being designed and deployed to protect the country. But in parallel, as we're building our ecosystem, we talk about the supply chain, we're building our talent base on these new capabilities, which are all AI enabled. It's computer vision, it's machine learning, it's autonomous systems. And, these are building new skill sets. And we can see the military investing very heavily in these young people to get them up the curve because these new skills are essential. And so that's going to pay multiple dividends in many different ways over the next, 1, 2, 5, 10 years because we're upskilling our talent base. And, I'll come back to, I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but getting back to that dual use capability is when we're training these folks, we're maturing these technologies, they have huge application in the commercial world as well, where we're building skills that I just described. So, the soldiers entering, you highlighted the Army. I have a son, he's 25 years old, and he's the epitome of this. He's doing AI type enabled work, and it's a new environment, right? And I'm so excited to see him do it.
Yeah, you say he's in Germany?
Yeah, he's stationed in Wiesbaden.
And oh, that's great.
Yeah, 35 Lemur, counterintelligence agents, and he's getting involved in AI and a lot of the administration of how the Army runs its business from an operating standpoint.
It's got to make Dad pretty proud.
Huge thrill for him. Like I said, these are really incredible skills and incredible training that our soldiers are receiving. And again, you can see the benefits multiply in many different ways. It's not about just the technology we're putting out there. It's about capabilities. It's about upscaling our people in concert with, building this defense industrial base on the production side, which is critical.
So the name Ondas, tell us about that. Where did that come from? And what's that about?
So Ondas is a Portuguese word for waves. And a lot of this, the technology we're bringing in are, controlled wirelessly, right? So you get these radio frequencies that are waves. And that's how we thought of the name. In South America, they say it's also a word for vibes. So they might say que andas. And that's like, how are you doing today? How's your vibe? So anyway, we thought it was a great name.
That's a cool name.
Well, yeah. So and now we've created a brand around Ondas that really does stand for advanced capabilities, these AI enabled autonomous systems. That again are really doing some incredible things, for our customers.
Now, you started Ondas. Is that correct?
I did. So I am the, a little bit about me. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a military strategist or a veteran. I'm a finance guy. I saw an opportunity to invest in the future of America, quite literally. We've put together an incredible team. So we do have the right military and security backgrounds in terms of leadership and throughout the company. And of course, at our core, we have an incredibly talented engineering group who can bring together all these technologies. Again, we're talking about deep technology, autonomous systems, where you got flying robots. That's what a drone is. And that has to happen with precision. It has to land, take off and land every time. Otherwise, it's not autonomous, right? So, the technical capability, the engineering talent you have to bring to bear here is substantial. And unfortunately, we've been able to do that. So Ondas Holdings is actually a public company, which, might be an interesting thread to pull on because, we are a conduit of investment, right? The public wants to invest and support exactly what we're doing here.
Yep.
Because it's so good for the national security. It's so good for our economy. And we're going to be that vehicle. But I have this operating subsidiary is the one that has signed this agreement that was talked about at the outset with Detroit Manufacturing is a company called American Robotics. They're based in Baltimore.
Oh, sure.
And that's these technologies. So we acquired American Robotics several years ago, and we are going to be making more acquisitions of really important companies and helping make sure that we can mature the systems and deliver them to our military, homeland security officials, public safety, those critical markets.
So let's talk about capabilities just a second here, Eric. What can you tell us about the latest innovation in terms of what the drone can actually do?
Sure. So, what we describe, we have two platforms, Optimus and Iron Drone, and essentially what we're doing is providing aerial security, intelligence, and counter-drone capabilities from those two platforms. If I focus firstly on Iron Drone, this is a incredibly sophisticated and valuable system that protects from the threat of hostile or intruder drones. And as Randy, as you and the folks who enjoy your program are well aware, that threat of hostile drones has grown dramatically over the last 2 years, and that's only going up into the right, right? That's a serious issue. There's a lot of attention being paid by our homeland security officials, the Department of Defense at the most senior levels, and all these programs to ensure that we can protect the homeland, from the threats of intruder drones, right? Sleeper cells, things like that.
Right.
These are really threats that we haven't seen really ever, at least again in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Most of the conflicts are really overseas, but here, we have unique threats now. So what Iron Drone does is, again, it's in a multi-layered security, right? For counter drone technologies, you need radar to detect the threat because you can't defend if you can't detect. And then there's ways to mitigate the threat. The traditional ones, you've seen a lot of this, are what we call electronic warfare. That's the jamming or spoofing of radio frequencies and GPS, and that's a way to interfere with the hostile drone. Increasingly, that's becoming difficult because in the cat and mouse game, the adversary is developing technologies or drones that don't need GPS, for example, right? So the jamming is not working so much as well as it may have, even 12 months ago. So with the layer we're providing with our Iron Drone Raider platform at Ondas and American Robotics, that layer is the mitigation layer for the so-called hard kill. Electronic warfare or jamming, that's the soft kill. The hard kill is actually intercepting. And what's particularly interesting about our system is that we're able to intercept with a drone that is throwing a net on the threat. So we throw a net, we bring it down, you can put a parachute. What that means is there's two benefits. Low collateral impact. You're typically protecting a a military base, a border, a stadium, an amusement park, an airport, and you don't want to blow things up if you don't have to.
Yeah.
Because people get hurt.
Sure.
So that's what we do. We mitigate the threat through interception with a drone, and it's got all this capability around navigation that's super intelligent. So we can actually send the drone out, our drone, to go hunt the other drone, and nobody's navigating this. This is fully autonomous. Nobody has sticks. Our drone will find the threat and basically locate it, track it, and then hunt it and capture it.
And so once you capture that drone, can you then safely bring it to the ground and then determine a lot of its data?
Exactly. Yeah. So the recovery you're talking about, and absolutely. So what we do is we'll capture it. We can deploy the net with a parachute. So it comes down. So there's a lower joules of force. So it's not going to, if it's going to explosive, for example, reduce is the risk of that impact on the ground. And, we're typically, what you're seeing when you're defending with these interception tools is you're defending a valuable location or a population, people, critical facilities, like an oil refinery, right? And so that drone's coming towards you. Within 3 minutes of us identifying the threat, we've captured it. Okay. Which means you can go out into the field and then go pick it up and then do some reconnaissance. It's like, okay, what was this? Who made this?
Right.
Data on that drone.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's incredible. And it also makes me think that you are running as fast as you can every day. And every company out there is doing the same, right?
Yeah. The demand for these capabilities is really through the roof. But Randy, if you think about companies like Ondas and where we are in the journey now to deliver these capabilities, we're really just starting, and the markets are massive. And the requirements, I mean, this is an imperative. It's not optional. We have to be able to deliver this. And the challenge you see with, and this gets back to the defense industrial base, the supply chain, the talent, right? To do this at scale, right? For critical security, you have to make these investments in the operations, the go-to-market, the field support. And that's what we're doing, right? And actually, that's one of the important things about Ondas. We just had an investor day yesterday. We share with our investors is, the table stakes is to have valuable technology that's operational and proven to be that it works in the field, right? It's combat ready.
Like right now.
Right now. Yeah. It's got to be combat ready. But with that said, if you can't deliver that at scale, you're not useful, right? So it's imperative for our industry, these emerging technology companies, to get that operating scale. And that's what we're investing in. That's why you're going to see us be more acquisitive. We want to bring more capabilities, but we also want to bring more of that operating scale. So we have the people in the field who can deploy this and serve the military. Because we're talking about deploying infrastructure, right? This is drone infrastructure getting deployed in many locations, making sure it's operational, maintained, and we're always introducing new capabilities is critical.
Man, that's so exciting. It's gotta be fun for you, Eric, to see the new innovations, the new things that are possible that just kind of blow your mind, I guess.
Yeah, I love it. And, in a lot of ways, we are living in the future, Randy. You and I have both been around for a while.
Yeah.
You heard about this. I mean, we've seen this, the science fiction movies in the 70s and 80s, right? And, now it is here, right? There's no question it's here. And it's only going to, these systems are only going to get more and more intelligent, like the navigation and their capabilities. I love it. I'm blown away every day by what our team can do. And I think this is an exciting time for our industry, and it's really an exciting time for our country from a national security standpoint. And I have to say, Randy, and this is really important, and there's a lot of attention on this in Washington. This is a race, right? And this is a race we cannot lose. And I will just say, we will not lose it. We have the talent, we have the resources and the end markets, and we're having increasingly policy support from Washington that is also critical.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. imported content.
right now at the Home Depot, you can stack up on storage solutions that fit your needs. Like heavy-duty shelving, strong enough to hold up to 2,500 pounds per shelf. So it can handle all your lawn and garden tools, your power tools, or your weight set. If that's what you're into. Because the right storage should work for whatever your day throws at it. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
To be using border guards or, say, camera systems. This sort of capability, we have perimeter security, emergency response, is a force multiplier, right? You're getting better intelligence faster so you can protect. The other thing we can do with our Optimus system is, and when I'm talking a little context here, this is our Optimus system is almost a unicorn, right? There's increasingly a large number of these drone-in-box systems that are capable of flying. What we do inside our dock, which is firstly, it's a 5,000-pound dock, right? So we're talking about true infrastructure, and it's built to last, right? Many, you know, this thing will last 10 years or longer.
Oh, wow.
And it can work in extreme heat because it's got HVAC or extreme cold. We've got a robotic arm inside that can swap batteries and payloads. What that means is we'll do a critical mission, perimeter security, and come back. We can swap a battery. You don't have to recharge. Nobody's touching this drone. And, you know, we can go back on an emergency response mission immediately. We can also swap payloads so we can do inspection. So you might be at an industrial site, say a refinery. You need that security, but you also want to inspect your property and equipment for maintenance reasons, right, for safety reasons. So this is a really important tool, and that's what we call intelligence. So and then I'll also add, and Randy, this is really critical. You know, we have a customer in Dubai, a public safety organization is really sophisticated. They're deploying this as an infrastructure for what they call drone as first responder. And that means we can get to the site before the officer, whether it's an emergency. Do we need an ambulance? Is there a crime scene? Do they have weapons? You respond to these differently. This saves lives. But all that drone infrastructure is remotely operated from a single location.
Wow.
So the scalability around this from a personnel standpoint and the effectiveness and the economic case here is really important. And I also add this is, you know, as these technologies mature, we're starting to see a blurring of what is military, what is homeland security, what is public safety, right? So major cities aren't country, you know, to protect.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're supported. So the point is you're increasingly seeing support from the in the major urban environments with, you know, FBI, Homeland Security, Border Patrol, because we have to do that. We have to do that.
Wow. You know, when you think about all of the implications and you think about all of the different situational emergencies, it's just incredible. It's incredible that that the drone can deliver on all of those fronts. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it is. And we've, just to be very candid, we've only scratched the surface.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
So, you know, I'll put my investor hat on because that was my, you know, I have a financial background. I spent a long time as an investor. You know, these are markets that, you know, all day long are, you know, huge. They're in the billions of dollars. And, you know, it's really day one. And, you know, as we get more scale, we're going to drive down costs and efficiencies and the value to society is just going to go up and to the right. So it's,
force multiplier. And I've heard that term a lot lately. But boy, that really demonstrates what Ondas is capable of doing. Eric, where's the best place for folks to go and maybe see some of these the website or find out more information?
Yeah, so we've got on Ondas.com, we get a link through and you can see some really cool videos that demonstrate what our systems are doing in the field with really important reference customers. So I think that's great. We've got our own YouTube channel. And in fact, you know, investors can even visit us. We have we're headquartered with American Robotics in Baltimore County, Maryland. And we often meet investors there and others, folks, customers for sure, who we can show them what a remote operating center is for these autonomous systems.
Wow.
We can show them, the flight operations, and demonstrations such as that. So
that's cool.
You're going to be hearing a lot about us increasingly over the next.
I'm just so happy to know what you guys are doing and know that you're on our side.
Absolutely, Randy. 100% on our side all day long.
Eric, thank you so much for the time, man. This is fascinating to me and fascinating to our audience, and really appreciate you sharing all of that.
Very good. It was a thrill, and thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country
and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
An unexpected gun rights opportunity, courtesy of Trump's big, beautiful bill. And we're asking the most important question of all. What is truth? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.